Hi, it's Alex, and I'm up in Newcastle, and I'm with Karen and Tony from Atkinson Training. Welcome, Karen.
Hi, how you doing? Well, I'm learning, first of all, to do a podcast today, so I think that'll be a very nice first start. Absolutely. We're also looking at putting on Moodle and really changing the way we interact with our course participants. At the moment, we often offer just distance programs and, of course, the face-to-face, but we really want to do it more in an online type situation.
Mm. What's your role within it, Tony?
My role is a business manager, but I'm quite excited about the marketing opportunities through this as well, and also the ease of use for the trainers and the lack of paperwork.
Absolutely. So it's sort of cutting down on email. It's also, I suppose, bringing in potentially more clients that you are not currently in contact with.
Absolutely.
Yeah, currently, I mean, we're only really looking in this Newcastle region, so those that can physically make it to us. Mm. But it's really opening up to a much larger market.
Mm. How would you describe your current online status and use at the moment?
We're restricted to really email. Our website doesn't allow for any online, so it's very basic, I think we'd better describe it.
Yeah, the website's all one way, just giving people information. Yeah.
So it's a broadcast mechanism.
Mm. Yeah,
it is.
So you still interact with people by phone and so on as well?
And face-to-face.
Absolutely, yeah. And we're really good at face-to-face. Mm. And I think as a teacher, that's my big thing, is making that leap between face-to-face, which I know we're good at, which I find that there's something missing when people do distance.
Yeah.
So I want to try to create an online experience where they feel more connected, that they get more audio and visual in addition to text stuff. So it's a comprehensive learning instead of just a one mode.
That's right, multimodal. The exciting thing for me is just our discussion we've had this morning about your receptivity to some of the marketing potential, but also some of the knowledge sharing that the use of Creative Commons could be if you employ it within some of your site areas. Mm. The ability to monetize some of the premium environments that you want to create, so there's a creativity side to it as well.
Mm.
And I'm looking forward to assisting you to connect with other people wherever they happen to be. It'll be interesting to see how the use of Moodle and the use of WordPress as core platform mechanisms, as well as discovery, when we get to that part, open up this part of the business, that part of how you interact with your clients. How do you think the teachers will take it?
I think they'll do well. Both of, all three of my teachers are very new to technology.
Mm-hmm.
We did LearnScope last year, so that was a really big help in opening up a lot of stuff. In fact, some of ours didn't even use email.
Yeah.
So, culture shock. However, having a look at Moodle and how it works and what it looks like, it's going to be fairly easy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It looks easy.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I've already done before, it doesn't seem like it's going to be a big leap. So I think the big thing is for us to implement resources so there's time and they have access, and just throw them in the deep end is a bit of my strategy too. We did that last year with PhotoStory.
Yeah.
We made an assessment task. So not only did the course participants have to learn how to use it, so did we in order to teach it.
Yeah.
So that was a really nice incline. So I'm hoping that we'll sort of go down the same track. But they're all very committed, so I think that's already the start. They're already excited about the concept. They just want to learn how to do it now.
How to do it, yeah. Well, that's great. I mean, having that receptivity from your teachers is really important for... And also from the learners, because everyone becomes a learner, don't they?
Mm.
In the same boat, they're all into the same environment. So, I'm also keen to find out from you what sort of, where do you picture yourself in a year's time from now, in terms of where's Atkinson Training headed?
Okay. In regards to online, I'd like to see a lot of resources made that are premium as well as free and available.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like a network with all the children's services out there in the community, as well as the leading industry partners, so like DOCS and NCAC and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an environment where people can go, they can share, so we create some kind of thing there. Online, we'd like to have people be able to come on, do courses. It's easy. in regards to accessing the information and having connections with their tutors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think if we achieve that, and that from a business point of view, you've probably got a different one. This is the teaching point of view.
Yeah, it's probably to increase the activity on that online distance part of the business and more to that mixed mode, as we've spoken about as well. So it's probably a bit of terminology changing and just opening people's minds up to how easy that can be to learn from home, yet have access to all these other additional resources well past having a book.
Absolutely. So it's very, very important, there's face-to-face support and the base that you have here as to how you support people online.
Mm.
Great. Well, good luck, and I'll contribute as much as I possibly can. So if you get a chance, go to atkinsontraining.com.au.